Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I couldn't be happier. No, I couldn't be happier. Though it is, I admit, the tiniest bit unlike I anticipated. But I couldn't be happier. Simply couldn't be happier.
Hello and welcome to this emergency bonus episode of Musicals with Cheese. I'm Jesse McAnally, joined as always by the one and only Andrew the Wolf DeWolf.
Hello. What's the emergency? Why are we, what's so urgent?
Red alert, or should I say green alert, they released the Wicked trailer to go along with the big game. Hashtag the big game. Did you watch the big game? The big game, Taylor Swift at the big game, big game.
You mean the Taylor Swift event with all the Swifties in the audience?
Yes, the Taylor Swift event with all the Swifties in the audience, and also Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, stars of Wicked, because the Super Bowl big game brought to you, Taylor Swift event was brought to you by Wicked. Not
Damn,
even
really?
Not even a lying, it was.
Wicked sponsored the Taylor Swift event?
Yeah, Taylor Swift event where her boyfriend yelled at Wilford Brimley.
That's tragic.
Yeah, and
funny
thing is...
Doesn't he know that he has diabetes?
It's pronounced diabetes, excuse you, Andrew.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
He should be. Put respect on that name. But the Wicked trailer, have you watched it yet?
I've skimmed some of it, but since I was very busy not watching the Taylor Swift event, I did not watch it.
You were having a Taylor Swift event of your own, weren't you?
I was. I was playing Dance Dance Revolution. It was very intense, high-intensity event.
He shaked it off.
I shook it off, as the Swifties say.
As the Swifties do say, we must shake it off. Well, you know what? For the sake of it and our audience, how about we just do a watch-through of the Wicked trailer here? I've seen it numerous times. I've tweeted about it. I've had opinions on it. But how about you give it a proper beginning-to-end watch?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's necessary since we are going to cover it.
Yeah, we got to do this. All right, here we go.
The best way to bring folks together. Something has changed within me. Is to give them a real good enemy.
That pointed George Bush politics era is really relevant now.
I am.
Something is. Oh my god, she's green.
Something just takes over me. And when it does, bad things happen.
We kind of get a little bit of the music there.
Once you learn to harness your emotions, sky's the limit.
Bring. It's the Wizard of Oz, people! I'm gonna come!
Don't be afraid.
I like the head. Afraid. The big head.
It's the wizard who
the
should be afraid
wizard
of me.
Of Oz head. She did the riff! Okay, so that was that.
You know,
about
it's not
1 minute on the dot.
It's not the worst first look I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're not even calling it a trailer. It's a first look. Something that
teaser.
Shocked
you
me.
Teasers are called teasers, I think, right?
Yeah, those don't exist anymore.
Now they're first looks.
Yeah, notice the like to dislike ratio. That is something I literally noticed while watching this right now. I did not That's expect not this.
That's not a good like to dislike ratio. I'm not sure why that would be, to be honest.
Yeah,
They did nail it with the 69. We have 69K dislikes, so we nailed it there.
I think it might have to do with the crowd that loves to use the gamer word, not particularly liking the casting decisions, if you know what I mean.
Were those people excited to see Wicked?
No, but they're equally as excited to be racist.
Oh, it's kind of like how none of them would have watched Ghostbusters in 2016, but all of them were upset about it.
Yes, like James Rolfe.
James Rolfe didn't get upset about it. He just didn't cover it.
Yeah, and he made a whole video about how he wasn't going to cover it.
Probably because all the fucking asshole sexists were constantly pestering him to cover it.
Good cover it, right? Kind of like the people with us in the Wicked movie.
Yeah, except we were going to cover it.
Yeah. I do sense shenanigans on first watch here. You notice what is absent from this trailer.
Any music?
Well, there is that. That is
that's
a
what's
fair
always
point.
Absent from these.
There is a little bit of like the little bump, like pieces, and you hear a little bit of Defying Gravity, but you wouldn't expect it to be a musical based on the vibe alone. It's also a CGI nightmare hellscape. It looks just like Oz the Great and Powerful with a little less of the Sam Raimi charm.
Can we even detract points for movies for that anymore, though? Like, they all look like that now. That's like just every movie that comes out.
I don't know. Like, Barbie didn't look like that. I was hoping for, like, a Barbie event kind of vibe, you know?
But Barbie was more grounded. Like they had it take place in places that sort of could be real, whereas this is, like, a fantasy world. So, of course, it's gonna be a CGI nightmare, like, obviously.
Yes.
All right, well, so what do you think is missing?
A part one.
Oh.
I think they're gaslighting people into thinking this is a full movie when it is decidedly not a full movie.
Are we sure they didn't go back on that?
Yes, we are sure. We are 100% certain. Also, like, I am bothered by the marketing because they also released the teaser poster where 100% they will not be wearing either of those costumes in the first part of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, because let's switch that tab. We have Elfie in her like classic Wizard of Oz garb, which she wears in Act Two and only Act Two, really, mm-hmm. of Wicked, and Glinda in her ball gown that she wears only for No One Mourns Wicked and Act Two of Wicked. And if we're to believe the rumors, it's part two, one is only Act One of Wicked, which case neither of them will wear these outfits at the same time.
What if we just like all believe hard enough that they've decided to release it all as one movie?
They have not. They've have it on a separate schedule. Now, let's take a look at this. So a good portion of this trailer is focusing on Act One and pieces that happen in Act One. So you could say it is a trailer for the first half of Wicked. However, there are pieces that are 100% in Act Two, like this piece of Glinda right here that is obviously for Thank Goodness, or, you know, when she's in there, as well as this frame of the original Wizard of Oz crew, which there's no way that's happening in Act One.
That is Act Two, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Act Two is basically nothing but setting up Wizard of Oz. So I sense shenanigans.
There's something going on here. Maybe the hint is in the title here, Wicked First Look. Maybe it's actually called Wicked First Look.
Part one is called Wicked First, and part two is Wicked Look.
No, the part two is called Wicked Second, and then they'll release a trailer, and it's going to be called Wicked Second Look.
Or the justification for calling this a first look is they can take pieces of part one and part two and not claim it's a trailer for one movie.
I feel like this is false advertising if they're not disclaiming this, though, because this is just, it just says Wicked, and then it says see it on the big screen this Thanksgiving.
Now, we've already done a previous recording where we talked about how stupid it is that they're breaking this up into two. There's barely enough content in this story for one.
There's enough content for one, but there's definitely not enough for two.
Well,
you could do 1 hour and a half movie and it would be fine.
So I just saw Wicked about 3 weeks ago, the tour, and I don't know how generous I was when we did the episode 1,000 years ago, nearly half a decade ago, but I don't think that that show's really that great. I think that the book to that show is borderline terrible.
I think that it's a lot of spectacle, and it's one of those just big musical like events that people want to see. I think I said it best when we did the first recording, and every time we talk about Wicked, that the big head is really cool, you know, and people like the
I'm
big
glad
head.
They didn't change the big head.
I do think that they spend way too much time in Wicked just setting up Wizard of Oz, which, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, after Act 1, she gets the broom, becomes a Wicked Witch of the West. Act 2, nothing happens. It is meandering around, setting up pieces for the Wizard of Oz, and then the show ends. There's yes. no development, really, aside from Elfie and Fiero getting together, but we kind of already knew that was going to happen. Like, nothing really happens, aside from the things that have to happen.
I can't disagree with you there. Well,
and it's so lame. It is so... I am so bored in Act 2 of Wicked. How are they going to make it a full movie? And that being said...
A full two Steven movies, you mean to say.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about Act 2. How are you going to make Act 2 a full movie? Maybe they'll expand upon it. Maybe they'll add more Wizard of Oz elements, considering we did just see, like, you know, the main gang of the Wizard of Oz being shown here.
I guarantee that's what they're going to do. We're going to get a lot more, like... almost the second movie might be like remaking Wizard of Oz while you also do the second half of Wicked in a way, you know. I wouldn't even be surprised if they try to include songs from Wizard of Oz in Act 2.
Well, they can't, owned by a different company.
Maybe and, they can get permission, maybe.
Well, the judging of getting permission there was interesting, and I think that has been all but confirmed when we saw Dorothy's slippers. Did you notice it?
Not the right color.
They are silver slippers. We're going with the book logic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not aping off the MGM movie entirely. However, the Tin Man and the Scarecrow are basically the MGM movie, but the lion is quadrupedal, which is, you know, instead of just a gay man in a big old teddy bear suit.
Which is essentially blasphemous. You shouldn't be allowed to do this. That's Aslan. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. My whole thought on this thing is like this teaser, while not being amazing, isn't really that bad to me. But
it looks pretty bad to me.
I think the issue that I'm seeing is more so in that we know it's going to be two movies, and this teaser is clearly from both movies. They're kind of hiding it for one, which is a little bit shady, but also like. There's nothing in this teaser that tells me that they have figured out how to make Act 1 into a full movie, you know?
Or Act 2 in its own full movie.
Because, like, even here, like, this is supposedly a teaser to whatever's coming out in Thanksgiving, which I assume is only Act 1. And they still, in the teaser, they had to include stuff from Act 2.
When you're right, you're right. And the problem they always said is we didn't figure out a way to, like, top Defying Gravity. And how did the stage show do it? People still came back from Act 1, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Now let's talk general audiences. Andrew, I know that I've ruined you and you've got brain rot for doing this podcast for so long.
Obviously.
But just normal people are going to say, hey, I want to see Wicked. And then they only get half a movie. Yeah. I don't think the cliffhanger's interesting enough where I'm like, oh, I gotta see the second one.
I really think every discussion of fucking Wicked is always gonna come back to this. Why did they split it up? There was no reason to split it up. It's so dumb. And again, I got my fingers crossed. Maybe they changed their mind. maybe it's just one movie. It says Wicked. See it on the big screen. No, there's no hint that it's part one. You know, maybe they changed their mind and just didn't tell anybody.
According to Wikipedia, the first Wicked is releasing November 27th, 2024, and the sequel, Wicked Part 2, will release November 26th, 2025.
Oh my god, please. Like, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they have changed their mind, but God, I really wish that they did.
yes, I do too. Do you know what production company made this film?
Oh God, it was probably in the teaser, so I should know, but no,
it's
I don't.
It's literally right there in the image, right there.
Where?
The YouTube page, sir.
Oh, Universal?
Yes. Do you know what other film musicals they have released in the last few years?
They didn't do Cats, so...
Yes, they did!
They did Cats. Why do they think Cats was Warner Brothers?
Because Warner Brothers is making its own kind of mistakes lately. But that's okay. Not what we're talking about. We're not that kind of podcast.
So Universal put out Cats, and now they're splitting up Wicked into...
What else did they put out? Who also shares the executive producer credit is this one.
Oh, good Lord. Is there another terrible musical that I'm forgetting?
Yep. We covered it.
Is it Les Mis?
No. Well, yes, it is, but...
Wait, there's that is another one. Wait, there's another one?
Yes, there is.
Oh, no. Is it Dear Evan Hansen?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
Mark Black.
Me. Okay, yeah. There's very little hype for this now. I'm sorry, Jess. You've convinced me. This is probably not going to be very good. I'm sorry, everyone. I wanted to be positive.
I hate to say, I mean, let's talk about John M. Shu, who directed it. He directed a film you and I both kind of liked at the time, but I think probably aged badly. In the Heights.
I think In the Heights, maybe if we go back, it would be terrible, but I feel like it was fine. Like it was.
I've tried
like...
to watch it. The luster has worn off a little bit, but not like horrendous.
It's still admittedly better than like this stuff.
Yes.
Like you have to still say that, right?
Yes. So maybe I'm just being a Debbie Downer, as people like to say I am, because I'm just, you know, I'm me, I guess.
I want to go into Wicked and try to like it, but like, one, I hate the part one, part two thing. I would hate that regardless of what it was. Like, even if they split something up, like, if it looked like really good and they split up like Les Mis or something, like, I still would be like, why? Like, there's no reason to do that, you know? Like, there's just, I don't like the concept of taking one story and making it two just arbitrarily. I'm not a fan of that at all. But I still want to go in and just try to like it. But there's a lot working against it right now.
Is there anything that you were, like, really impressed by at all? Like, I would be much more positive about this if it were just one movie. That's a sad part. If it was just one movie, I'd be like, yeah, I'm optimistic, but it's two movies.
I think, visually, it doesn't look amazing, but I don't think it looks, it's not, like, horrible. Like, it looks comparable to, like, your average, like, superhero movie, I feel.
I mean, that's the problem. What has been a good movie musical? Like, nothing has looked as good as West Side Story.
Yeah, I was going to say West Side Story. Like, West Side Story was great.
And then you've got Tick, Tick, Boom, who has the same cinematographer, but this still looks immeasurably worse.
Hey, The Color Purple was good.
Color Purple was good. And I think that was also Universal, so...
So we've seen some...
No, that's a lie. Decent. That's a lie. The Color Purple was WB.
Warner Brothers did do a musical.
Yes, and you know what? Warner Brothers also did Barbie, and they did In the Heights.
Maybe Warner Brothers is actually their superhero
team
is just flubbing, but they're got some stuff up their sleeve.
I am about to say, don't you start giving them too much credit, because they're just gonna throw away another fucking movie, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I hear that this new Roadrunner movie that they're making is gonna be really good. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I hear that, like, the writer of May December wrote it. You know, Oscar-nominated writer James Gunn co-wrote the story.
He's an executive at Warner Brothers, so, I
yes,
mean,
he
clearly
is.
That movie's going to get a big release.
You know, it's not great to be a media consumer in the current age of the 2020s.
Everything good gets thrown away, and...
I won't
All
even
the bad
say good.
Shit still comes out.
I mean, yeah, they thought The Flash was too important to not get a theatrical release. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but oh god, no, it wasn't. It did not deserve to be released at all.
I don't think I've watched any DC superhero movie besides Shazam. That's the only one I've seen.
The Suicide Squad, not Suicide Squad, The Suicide Squad is good. That is the only other one I'd recommend.
Okay, so if I watch that one, then I have seen the two ones that are okay?
Yes, that is it. I actually kind of like Shazam 2, but I'm in a minority there, so. But while we're talking about Wicked, there is another topic I think it's important that we cover that is in the same vein. Do you know where I'm going with this?
It's not Taylor Swift related, is it?
No, not that I know of, at least.
I don't think I know where you're going with it. Let's find out, though.
In the opposite direction of taking something that does not need to be two films and making it into two films, taking something that's a full series and making it into a movie, Rushed.
Okay.
How about we take a look at Disney's Moana 2?
Oh.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This got a trailer already?
Yes,
oh, it's
it
coming
did.
Out that soon?
It's coming out the same day as Wicked.
There is nothing here.
It was supposed to be a Disney Plus series that Bob Iger decided, you know what, let's make it into a movie. And announcing it and less than a year away from its release, where Wicked was announced 700 years ago and it's finally maybe getting released this November. And now they're going head to head. The half-assed bullshit movie made just because they needed to hit a certain quota of money this year. And the other one where they made it two films because they need to make a certain quota this year.
What do we do? You know, like as a consumer, like, what do you do about the troubling trends that is mainstream Hollywood movies? Other than just not watch them. I know, like, I'm not gonna be the guy that's like, all movies are shit now. Obviously, there's a ton of indie films that I've never heard of that are probably amazing, and if I just seek them out, I'd probably enjoy them a lot. But I'm not that.
You know what
fucking
movie I saw recently
dedicated.
That was like insanely original and I enjoyed a lot and looked beautiful and like had something, and yeah, it was rough around the edges, but I thought it was great. Lisa Frankenstein. It's about a girl that accidentally resurrects a corpse and then they fall in love and fuck. Great movie. Really wild, really knows what it is, tone wise. A rip roaring good time.
So is the answer like everyone has to seek out indie movies now because mainstream Hollywood is just corrupted beyond belief and just will never fucking release anything good ever again?
Well, you say that, but there it's not a truly indie movie. That's the thing. Indie movies don't fucking exist anymore. They're
true.
Even the ones that we call quote unquote indie are released and made by studios.
It's just not as major of releases, so
yes,
it's hard to even qualify them. It's like in gaming, there's like AAA games and then AA games. So these would be like AA movies.
Yes, like technically, like what I'm doing with Domino, that is independent filmmaking. I'm financing it myself. I don't have a studio behind me. What Red Letter Media did with like Space Cop, what. like it or not, Doug Walker did. Those are truly independent films.
Yes, and that type of shit doesn't happen that often, or at least not in a way where you're going to hear
about
it. And
it's rarely good, is the other thing, because you don't have as much time, you don't have as much resources, and you can't, unless you're someone like Chris Stuckman, who has, like, infinite resources because of his audience, that's where you might get something interesting. Or you might just have a really hungry artist. I really like Jeremy Gardner and Christian Stella's work. But back to Moana 2. What do you think the most marketable and effective part of Moana, the first one, was?
Marketable and effective? In, I think the most marketable part is probably, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui.
Well, he's coming back. That's been confirmed. And so is the young person that is playing Moana. They're coming back as well.
The most effective part, I think the most effective part is the storytelling, and that they actually gave a shit about, like,
yes, which obviously that won't happen
talking here about.
Because, you know, they brought in someone who might know a little bit about, you know, Pacific Islander culture, like Lin-Manuel Miranda, to do the score, who is not returning to do the music and songs for Moana 2. Two guesses as to who they got, and believe me, it won't make you cringe. Yeah, well.
Is it the people that did Frozen?
No, but you're very close. One more guess.
Is it the people that did Frozen 2?
You mean the people that also did Frozen?
That's my only guess. Who did it?
When I say Barlow and Bear, what does that mean to you?
Oh,
it should
God.
Mean at least one thing.
I remember in my head these names, but is this the Tom and Jerry Wizard of Oz people? I don't even remember.
No, it is the Bridgerton, the TikTok musical.
Oh,
ladies.
Yes, that's who it was. Okay, I knew it in my head.
The ones that got sued by Netflix for doing what they were doing, and then had to not ever sing those songs again.
Oh God, that kind of sucks, because I remember their music being fine, but relatively bland.
Which I think Moana 2 will probably be something of, like, two white British-ish girls to write this really kind of, you know, Islander vibe musical.
Yeah.
And it's very clearly a throwback to the Disney animated sequels, where they just took three episodes of a TV show that they were going to make, and then they didn't make, and then made it into a movie. You know, like the Atlantis movie sequel, or the Tarzan and Jane movie, or the Cinderella 2 movie, where it's just three episodes of a TV show shoved together and they call it a movie. That's what we're getting, but it's only going to get put in theaters now.
Disney is, oh man, I don't even know what's going on with, like, I think it was Shea Ferrillis who said, like, who the fuck made Encanto? Like, who did that? Because, like, it wasn't Disney, right?
No, Encanto was that strange golden strand in the hay.
Yeah, it's like, because they have just been putting out trash. It is crazy.
It is not the best situation, you know? It's a pretty dull world for creativity altogether.
Yeah.
So, what are you hoping? Because you and I are obviously going to have to see both of these when these fucking monstrosities hit theaters on November 27th.
My hope is that Moana 2 is not going to
better
ruin the
Wish.
First one for me. And yes, it's better than Wish. That would be nice. And honestly, I still think that there is a small chance that Wicked will be good. So I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping that like we got like the 10% chance that they somehow figured out what to do to make this work, and they made it happen.
Well, I am a 60-40 chance. Maybe they're making some really smart story decisions, but I'm dubious and doubtful. I'm not impressed by what I'm seeing so far.
I think that the problem is that they showed a serviceable teaser, but they needed to sell us on the idea of, like, this is going to be two movies, and they didn't even, they hit it. They didn't even touch on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. The only time this has worked, and I hate giving this any credit, is the last Harry Potter movie, and it's because they very openly marketed it like, hey, in November you're getting part one, in July you're getting part two. Here's the trailer for both of those experiences before we start marketing each one individually. But that was only, like, what, 9 months in between? This is, like, a full year, 12 months, a complete rotation around the Earth. I don't think I got my science right there.
I also just, I honestly, I don't even like that they did that with Harry Potter, and I find those last Harry Potter movies to be fucking extremely boring.
I'm talking marketability alone.
Yeah, the way they marketed it was better, but, like, again, I really just hate the splitting, and we've talked to death about this. We did a whole video about it where I'm pretty sure I said over and over again, I hate splitting stories into two stories. I hate it so fucking much.
But what do you think about that, combining stories into one story? Both of them.
Honestly, combining stories into one story, I can see that being like, okay, well, there's not enough material here, so we add more. Taking it and like spreading it thin is worse, in my opinion. That's like making a story more dense, I think, is more likely to work than making a story less dense.
Fair enough. Well, we'll be here to talk about both of these eventually. Join us for another year and we'll see what's going on, guys. What did you think of the Wicked movie? Let us know in our Spotify comments. Are you excited? Do you think it looks good? Or do you think it looks like diarrhea, cowabunga piece of dog shit?
Thanks, James Rolfe.
It looks like a shitload of fuck. Who did this? A fucking poopy big stinky boy? I want to poop on the game.
Looks like a shitload of fuck out of a diarrhea donkey bum hole. All right, it's not 2005 anymore. We can't do this.
You know what? If it was 2005, the Wicked movie would probably be better. If they had done it in 2005, I think a lot more people would have had interest, and it would have been a lot more of a novelty.
Welcome to 20 years later.
Yeah, 20 years later, you know, the luster's worn off a bit.
Oh, man. Well,
all right. We'll see you next time. And
let us know what you thought.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy this week's episode. It's going to be a good one. Bye, kids. I love you. Get some sleep.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.